I said I liked your name. Coco's a nice name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Come on, Bobby, let's go.
Good morning.
Morning. Peggy?
Morning, Dad.
Morning, Mr. Draper.
Hollis.
You hear about Marilyn? Poor thing.
It's very upsetting.
Can't say I'm surprised. A few things I know about her.
You just don't imagine her ever being alone. She was so famous.
Some people just hide in plain sight.
My mother and sister keep calling.
Suicide is disturbing.
I keep thinking about Joe DiMaggio.
We're lucky Playtex didn't go for that Jackie Marilyn campaign. We'd have to pull everything indefinitely.
Yes, that's true.
I've never taken pills. Even when I had a headache.
Mr. Draper, good morning. Would you like coffee?
I already had some.
They're waiting for you in the conference room.
You need to go home?
No, of course not.
I have Warren and I have Todd.
Todd is a mail boy. What do you have him?
I'm paying him.
I'm sorry, I don't understand this stupid blood drive.
You just hate the media wins every year.
Wins what? How do you win a blood drive? What do you win?
I don't know. You're the best or something.
I'll be lucky if counts can get 8 people. Well, Campbell's afraid of needles. Duck doesn't give 2 craps.
Morning.
Morning, fellas. Is this program already in progress?
We are expecting our most successful blood drive ever.
Yes. Tell me everything.
I think we're very organized. Creative, our department, will be at 75 to 80% participation. Of course, I'm assuming you're in.
I am.
Do Kurt and Smitty count as one person?
Why don't you bore me with the details?
We're going to take the lockers out of the break room, put them in the hallway in the morning. There will be 2 litters, 3 nurses, at least 1 old lady serving refreshments, and plenty of chairs.
Kinsey, I want you to pull every intern and lackey. Switchboard, elevator men. Find out who wants to be a copywriter for the day, $1 a head.
That's not fair.
You're an account. You should have thought of it.
Just to be clear, do I get the $1 for each person I get, or do they get it for giving blood?
The people giving blood. This is for mankind, Kinsey.
That's the money they'd make actually being in the art department.
So what is the prize?
Helping another human being. Also, there will be women fainting. I think you'd like that.
If this was a flat-out athletic competition, accounts would win, without a doubt.
What an elegant surrender. And put up more posters. I can't believe I have to say that to you people.
Well, apparently, if we get 100% participation, which media will do its best to aid, they're going to put us in the Times. I booked a photographer just in case.
Good.
NBC's having the Mitch Miller concert on Thursday. Any chance I could show you and Mrs. Draper off?
We'd love to, but my kid is sick. You know what that means soon.
Shut down.
That was quick.
What do we have today?
The 10 o'clock with Miss Holloway to go over traffic for new business. 4 o'clock with Ron Benincasa from Ace Hardware. And Mr. Sterling moved the meeting with Boston Edison to 5.
I assume to have it bleed into the cocktail hour.
May I? There was a bit of confusion last night. I think I made a terrible mistake.
What happened?
Your daughter called and asked when you would be back from your business trip because her mother wasn't sure. You don't have to tell me anything, but I didn't know what to say. I said Wednesday. I know I should have said I don't know.
Mrs. Draper is working out some things.
I understand. I'm sure it won't come up again.
I thought it would be over by now. I'd be yes, and there'd be no need to.
I'm sorry about that.
It goes without saying that this is personal. And I'd appreciate you keeping it that way.
Of course.
I'd also avoid giving me concerned looks.
Mr. Draper, I hope you've noticed I'm a discreet person.
I don't know you at all, and this is personal, and it's not up for discussion.
Of course. If you need anything, I'm right out there.
I'm at the Roosevelt if there's an emergency.
Mr. Campbell, Miss Olson, and Mr. Romano are here.
Send them in.
My oldest just turned 30. She's had a string of bad bows. Very upsetting. Can I get you kids anything?
Fine. I'll have something. They're probably walking over. Dress rehearsal, Freddie. I'll do introductions. Jeff Harding's wife just had a baby.
Oh, boy or girl?
That's good. Then I talk about Volkswagen.
No, Don said we only bring up Volkswagen if they don't like what we presented.
Okay. Then I throw it to you, Freddie.
Thank you, Freddie.
I just got a brand new Samsonite Silhouette, and I hate it. Don't get me wrong, I love the shape, the size, the color, and I love the Silhouette because it's Samsonite, so I know we're going to go lots of places together, see lots of things, collect a lifetime of memories. I hate my Silhouette because it's empty.
Then Sal.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, shouldn't the artwork come first?
What about unveiling it? You know how excited they get. Freddy?
Freddy?
What the hell, Freddy?
What? What were we talking about? Two types of trousers.
Freddy, do you have another pair of trousers here?
Why?
Oh, oh, Jesus.
I'll fix this. I need a minute. I gotta think.
Freddy?
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead. He passed out. He's fine.
The Hartungs are at reception.
We'll be right there. Thanks, Abigail.
He can't leave this room.
They're off from Colorado. I guess I could push it until tomorrow, book them another night at the Carlisle. Should I just cancel it?
I should talk to Don.
That's not necessary. I can handle this.
Fine.
Jesus, it's a suitcase. Peggy, you can do it, right? You think it's going to be better tomorrow?
Shit.
It'll be fine. We'll tell them Freddy's sick. It's true.
I'll go to reception. You two go to the conference room and act like you've been waiting. But don't look mad. Someone tell Freddy's girl it's canceled. I don't want him wandering in. It's disgusting.
There's no need for that. Can I speak to you for a minute?
You're coming by.
Are you okay?
I haven't been feeling well.
Oh, no, Betty. You and Don are still coming tonight, I hope.
Oh, we'd love to. I just don't think I'll be up to it.
That ruins things.
Well, you wanted to borrow the black chiffon, right? Come upstairs.
Are you sure? I don't know who I'm going to talk to. Raymond has to work these things. I got you out of bed. I am so sorry. Give me the black one and I'll go.
Nonsense.
I think my waist is higher than yours. What do you have that's generous?
I don't know. How about this? Look like sherbet. Long white gloves.
I can't wear those after Gypsy. Think you'll be better by lunch on Thursday?
I'm looking forward to it.
This is useful. It doesn't matter. I'm invisible.
That's not true.
Raymond's sweet about it, but he's so easy to please.
That's sweet.
It is. I think, what did I do to deserve him? Then I spent his money on Dr. Weinberg. I got my diagnosis the other day. I'm bored.
It's not too bad.
I saw Arthur have a fight with Tara, and I've been having ridiculous dreams since. I wish you'd come ride with us again. It really takes the pressure off.
Think you can carry this?
No, ma'am.
I shouldn't talk to him so much.
I know. It's embarrassing.
It's a switch you can flip on and off, you know.
Really? You don't even think about this, do you? Don's perfect.
Can we talk at lunch? I'm really not feeling well. Take them all.
Oh, no. Just these two.
That's it for today. Many's the time I've dreamed of finding you like this.
What are you doing here?
You're right. I'll just get all my belongings and I'll leave.
It's 4:30. You're supposed to be sitting in a bar somewhere waiting for Boston Edison.
How often do you come in here?
Not that often.
What's wrong, Red? Do you miss me?
She was so young.
Not you, too.
Yes, I'm just another frivolous secretary.
It's a terrible tragedy. But that woman's a stranger. Roosevelt. I hated him, but I felt like I knew him.
A lot of people felt like they knew her. You should be sensitive to that.
Hey, you're not like her. Physically a little, but don't tell me that makes you sad.
It's not a joke. This world destroyed her.
Really? She was a movie star who had everything and everybody. And she threw it away. But, hey, if you want to be sad.
One day you'll lose someone who's important to you. You'll see. It's very painful. I'm surprised Daddy let you in the car. You kids should go to bed. Wash your face and brush your teeth. I'll tuck you in.
Good night.
You just came back. And now you're leaving again?
You don't go by like that.
What do you want me to say? I think she expected you over the weekend.
You said you didn't want me here, and then you do.
I didn't want them involved in this.
Obviously, that's impossible. What do you want to do? I mean, how long is this going to go on? We have to tell them something.
Like what?
Okay, how about... I'm working on an account. They're putting me up in Philadelphia, but I'll be home every weekend.
Jesus, did you just think that up?
Or I could just come home. That's what you want. Listen, if your mind's made up, I'm not going to talk you into it.
I thought you can talk anyone into anything. Good night. Would you like coffee?
And a bear claw. What's this?
I thought you could use a few more shirts in your rotation.
Thank you. Submit your receipt.
Your correspondence is on your desk. Let me get your breakfast. I'll be right back. Oh, and Mr. Kinsey said that I have to drag you if necessary to the blood drive.
You're not a fainter, are you?
I don't faint, but I might cry after.
Peggy.
Hello, Freddie.
How'd it go yesterday?
I left word with Abigail. They loved it.
Good, good. I was thinking about letting you talk anywhere. I have to apologize for putting you in that spot.
Freddie, it's over. There's no reason to talk about it.
Of course. Did they ask about me?
We told them you were sick.
Well, that's good. So, on Monday, when they get back to Colorado, I'll give them a call and sew things up.
That's a great idea.
Oh, Mrs. Draper, I'm sorry to bother you.
It's okay, Carla.
It's a beautiful day. I'm going to take the children out again. Is that good?
Whatever they want.
Can I do anything for you? If you want, I can draw a bath.
No, thank you.
I've been married almost 20 years, you know.
I really don't want to talk about this.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Carla, I haven't been sleeping very well.
You know what helps? Splash cold water on your face and go outside. You notice things are right where you left them.
No. I'm usually part of the meeting before the meeting.
Relax, Don. Sit down. This is all being done in the right way. Campbell. Well, Don, I'm afraid we have some bad news. We were on the launch pad yesterday for Samsonite, and Freddie Rumson pissed his pants.
What?
He's not talking about nerves here. He's talking about a wet pair of pants.
Really? How'd the presentation go?
Don, it's conduct unbefitting.
Of Freddie Rumson?
We're lucky Campbell here grabbed the controls. He locked Rumson up and threw Peggy Olson in.
We're lucky the bench is deep.
Well, you have to cut him loose. Is that necessary?
The man is a train wreck.
I at least need to get him off this account. They called already. They're thrilled with Peggy.
No, I don't want him on any of my accounts. You know, this could have happened in a meeting.
But it didn't.
That'll be all, boys. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
We're not doing him any favors keeping him around.
Duck's a teetotaler. He's been gunning for Freddy since day one.
He's got a point. Can't even tell Cooper about this. You know, his whole thing with germs.
I don't think it's in my contract that Duck can fire someone in my department.
You don't have a contract. And I can fire anyone I want to. We really don't have a choice. You can still get him to give blood. The agencies will laugh about this, but the clients, they already think we're all like that. We'll say it's a 6-month leave of absence, so you can go for the cure.
He'll know what that means. I don't want to throw him away.
Your loyalty is starting to become a liability. Let's do this before he finds out. We don't need any more accidents. Dinner tonight. You need to call the missus?
I'll make it.
Mr. Case.
Betty. How are you?
It's a beautiful day.
Have you just ridden or are you about to ride? I can never tell whether you're before or after.
I'm on my way out.
It's good to see you. How are your children?
They're wonderful. Have you seen Sarah Beth lately?
I think so. Monday, maybe?
That's good news. I'm glad she came.
Why?
Nothing.
I have noticed she seemed distracted.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Is there anything I can do?
No. But she'd be glad to know you're concerned. I think you make her feel better. She talks about you a lot. I didn't mean to embarrass you. You know what? The three of us should go to lunch and have some fun. It'd cheer her up.
It's a great idea.
Thursday, Cafe Soleil in Old Town. 1 o'clock.
I'll pick up the check.
See you then.
That was nothing. I'm thinking of doing it again.
You should smoke a cigarette right now. I know they said not to, but I'm telling you, my knees buckled. I thought I was going to perform a full Freddy Rumsen.
Oh, Jesus.
Well done. We're in the lead. Turns out Hollis has a novel.
Good.
Too bad Freddy made his donation yesterday.
He's a real whiz in advertising.
Jesus.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
That's none of your business. Freddy had a bad day. Can't you find something else to do besides dining on the drama of other people's lives like a bunch of teenage girls?
Sorry, Don, it's funny.
Sure. It's just a man's name, right?
Could you leave us alone for a moment?
Truth to tell, I was a little nervous. I've never given one of those funny speeches before when you say what you don't mean.
Freddy, we reached a decision. You're going to take a 6-month leave of absence.
Is that necessary?
The door will be open.
It was a snafu. Isn't the embarrassment enough?
Full salary. You dry out, come back, and see where we are.
Clients love me. I keep up with them. We have laughs. Monday morning, I'll be good as new, I promise.
There's a line for it. And you wet it.
You see, we're laughing about it. What's the big deal? You remember Bob Peebles, how mean he was? He fired his secretary, and he threw all her things out the window, including her keys.
That was good for morale.
What is this about? Duck Phillips? He's as dry as a bone. He doesn't understand this business.
Freddy, my father would have fired you for this.
Your father drank more than the two of you put together. He used to come in with his shirt on inside out.
He admired you. I, however, had different feelings at the time.
When we first met, Bonnie Prince Sterling here thought I was a coward because I was in the Signal Corps.
I didn't know it was only for his last 6 months. I thought he was a typist. Turns out before that, he was in charge of killing people. And by people, I mean Germans.
It was a long time ago.
Come on. Be proud. What was it, like 15 of them?
It's impressive.
Look, I can be completely in control.
My podiatrist went to Hazleton. Came back a new man with great stories, only drinks beer now.
It's the best thing.
Well, I guess you get dealt the hand you get dealt, right? I can pull myself together. I got a great book. Maybe I'll head to Philly or Boston. They're all dying to do what we do here.
You know, I'll recommend you.
Fantastic. So this could be good.
There's a lot of great towns.
My father sold greeting cards. He used to come into the kitchen, unroll this map on the table, and put a finger on a spot and say something like, Memphis. Who wants to live in Memphis? I'd say, not me. We'd only been in Springfield for 9 months.
Meanwhile, here we are. To New York. Come on. Let's make a night of it.
Really?
Absolutely.
To Monday morning. We'll be here faster than you think.
Hold off on the menus. We're going to take another lap first. Bring some bread.
Give me $5.
Nope.
Sorry, it's done.
Can I help you, gentlemen?
Swordfish?
And who are you here to see?
You can't do that now. I just gave you the money. Come on. Do we look like cops?
Sir?
I have a very good friend.
I can't remember the guy's name. How about if I give you our names? I'm Dick Dollars. This is Mike Moneybags. And this, Tilden Katz. fine. Yeah. That's a 20.
Dolan?
Is it Milwaukee?
Yes, it is.
Son of a bitch.
Cocktails.
Hey, isn't that the champ back there?
Another couple months.
Crazy. Nobody's gonna beat him. Hey, loosen up. Everything's gonna be okay.
Oh, just in time. Canadian Club Neat, Will Schmidt Gibson, Granddad Rocks.
Hey, Pete Gamble, huh? I would have never thought I was in his way.
You know, you bet badly. Obviously.
No, I mean, you went a few times. You got to start really putting it out there. You kept betting the same thing.
You're so good at this, why don't you quit your job?
See? He's having a great time.
Hello there. Are we winners or losers?
Losers tonight, but winners in general. You know, BBDO hired a colored kid. What do you think of that?
I think I'm glad I'm not that kid.
I'm sorry, can we get you a drink or something?
No.
I'm sorry, were you interested?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
I know what's going on. You come in too early. Your dry cleaning moving in and out. I can't remember the last time was you went out spur of the moment.
Send off Freddy? I had to send off Freddy.
Come on. I've been in your particular situation. I heard you chaired the blood drive. Where are you? The Stanhope? The Biltmore?
Roger.
She kick you out? You leave?
There's nothing to talk about.
Well, people make mistakes. You feel bad about it. You think things are over, and in the end, you do the grand gesture for them. It'll be easy for you. You're creative.
Can you stop?
What I'm going to say is, do you want to be right or do you want to be married? I know marriage isn't a natural state, but you do it.
Why?
I don't know. Kids. And don't fool yourself. There are other things. Think about when you met her. Okay, I'm sorry. Why are you so secretive?
Hey, Don. Look who's here.
It isn't the man in the gray flannel suit.
What the hell is that for?
Where'd it go?
Hey, don't worry about it.
I'm sure it's not the first time he's been punched in the face.
Hey, Floyd. How'd I do?
Sure, there are 20 people who want to thank you for that.
It wasn't exactly a fair matchup.
I think that's going to do it for me.
Yeah, me too. It's getting late.
This is a nice evening. Yeah.
Don and I are going to the east side. You take it.
Absolutely.
I'd like to stay and get all sentimental with you, but... Gotta go and give a Chinaman a music lesson. Wanna watch how I do it? Unzipping the fly and everything?
Go to hell.
Take him to McCann.
It's fun.
Good.
I'm gonna miss you. You're talented.
I don't know. Thank you, Freddie. It means a lot.
What am I going to do? What am I going to tell Violet?
I don't know. It sounded like you had a plan.
I'm not kidding, Don. What am I going to do?
It's not an ending. It's a fresh start.
If I don't go into that office every day, who am I?
Where do you live, Freddie?
152 Riverside Drive. Apartment 604.
No matter what he says, take him there. Good night, Freddie.
Goodbye, Don.
See, I find if I stick with the clear liquors, vodka, gin,
I know where I stand.
I'm the opposite. So what do you think, because you gave blood, the whiskey made you a little angry? It was a real Archibald Whitman maneuver. Who's that? It's hothead drunk I used to know. Jimmy Barrett's a weasel. Enjoy.
So what's going on with you?
I'm at the Roosevelt.
See, that wasn't so hard.
I really don't want to discuss it, Roger.
Why, because you feel so bad? I've been there.
No, I don't feel bad at all. I mean, sometimes. Mostly I'm just relieved.
Really? You fall in love?
That'd be easier. Then I know what to do.
Easier. You're some incredible woman. And someone's going to end up with her, but it can't be you.
Why not?
Because we're married.
I don't know. It's your life. You don't know how long it's going to be, but you know it's got a bad ending. You have to move forward. As soon as you can figure out what that is.
Two car nerds. You gotta move forward. It's your life.
I mean, this can't be it, right?
We ran together, huh?
That's true.
You wanted to see me?
Close the door. Quite a presentation you gave. The Samsonite people are thrilled.
Oh, that's good to hear.
They requested that you be reassigned as the copywriter on their account.
What about Freddie?
Freddie's decided to take a few months off.
He did? When's he coming back?
It doesn't matter. You'll be taking over all of his business.
Are you sure?
You know, I really don't like walking into an ambush from Duck and Pete Campbell.
I don't know why anyone had to know about that.
Even me.
No, of course you, but I just thought that I love Freddy.
What's your point? Don't feel bad about being good at your job.
I wish it hadn't happened this way.
That's the way it happened. Congratulations.
Miss Olson, a minute.
You couldn't keep your mouth shut.
Mr. Kimball.
Do you know what you did to Freddie Rumson?
For just cause.
You didn't have to tell Don.
You told on Mr. Rumson.
Do you mind? He would have gotten out anyway.
Right, and he'd be some legend in one of those stupid stories. Remember the guy who wet his pants before the big meeting? Instead, he's finished.
Why do you feel bad for him? Those people always blame their problems on society. He did it to himself. Those people have no self-control.
If it wasn't for him, I'd still be a secretary.
If it wasn't for me, you'd still be a junior copywriter. I refuse to feel bad. We're going to get raises. You could get his office. Now, I'll go first. Congratulations, Peggy.
Congratulations.
Good to see you. This is me.
It's nice to see you. What are you doing here?
Betty invited me for lunch, but we're going to need another place setting.
We're going to be three. Betty didn't say you'd be joining us.
I hope I'm not intruding. She thought it'd be fun.
It will be. It's just gotten infinitely more fun.
I think I need whatever you're having.
It's a gin and tonic. Nothing special.
It's perfect.
It's fine. Bobby, go get two spoons.
So, with Indian Point open now, we should be able to use even a modest safety record. We were spitballing about a cartoon turtle. Kids, keeps it friendly and nature-loving. And then we just hammer the Ravenswood area until they're ready for the next plant.
You on board with that?
Yes.
I want to see schedules, and I want to see this turtle.
Hello, Don.
Oh, Mona. Jane, it's okay.
Just stop.
What?
I don't even know what to say to you.
About what?
Don't act innocent. He's leaving me for a secretary.
Roger?
He's in love, and you said it was great.
Mona, I didn't say anything.
It's your life. You have to move forward.
Well, I didn't mean it that way.
25 years of marriage.
I want you to calm down.
Don't make me make a scene.
We should talk about this.
You can talk to Margaret.
Listen, Don, I can explain.
I want her off my desk.
I'm through with love. I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love. Don't ever call again. For I must have you on no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart. I'll keep my feelings there. I've stopped my heart with icy frigid air. And I mean to care for no one. Because I'm through with love. And so I'm through.